Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, January 22nd, One Take Wednesday. Our first reading is in Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 17, and I'm continuing to read in the New International Version this week. This is about Jacob's dream at Bethel. Jacob left Beersheba to set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, "I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it." He was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." I thought that the note in the student study Bible was good. It says, "Jacob found God's grace while traveling alone in the desert. Through greedy scheming, he had won the family birthright and then, ironically, had to run away from the family. Yet God came to him full of promises, not the reproaches he deserved. Jacob had not looked for God, but God looked for him. Jacob's vision of the stairway to heaven looked forward to Jesus, who himself is the bridge between heaven and earth." God came to him full of promises, and he comes to us full of promises as well. He promises his peace, which passes understanding, that will guard our hearts if we entrust our hearts to him. He promises us strength, that he will be our strong tower, and he promises his presence, that he will never leave us or forsake us. Our second reading is Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 21, and we'll go to verse 26. This is the section in the Sermon on the Mount about murder. "You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, 'You shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.' But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, 'Raca,' is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, 'You fool,' will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while they are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny." These verses are such a good reminder that we should be careful about what we say about those around us, and we definitely should keep our judgments to ourselves. Okay, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1. "A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold." This passage reminds us that God is calling us to earn the respect of others through following His laws, following His wisdom, being people of integrity and kindness and honesty and humility. And all of that is better than anything, any riches that we could ever go after. Let's go over our memory verse before we end the podcast today. It's in John chapter 1. Do you remember the verse? Verse 29. And I'm reading snippets from a book that my cousin Lucas gave me. It's called Memorizing Scripture by Glenna Marshall. And one of her memorization tips is that if you're memorizing with another person or group of people, that you should try reciting the passage together word by word. So you let the first person say the first word, then the next person says the next word, and so forth. She says that her family frequently uses this tactic at the dinner table, and it usually results in a lot of laughter as well as memorization. So your challenge is to get someone either in your family or call someone up and say, hey, are you memorizing that verse? Let's say it together. We can't do that on the podcast. It'd be a little awkward, but we are going to say the verse together. John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word, the reminders in Genesis that you are the bridge, Lord Jesus. You are the one who is coming to link heaven and earth, and that you promise us blessings, and we thank you for that. Help us, Lord, to watch our speech, and help us not to be people that condemn others and judge them constantly. Rather, help us to be people with eyes of compassion. Remind us that an integrous heart and a heart that serves you is much better than riches. And now receive this blessing written by our former theologian in residence, Dr. William Hull. Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up all your efforts for His glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord Supreme. Amen.